Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church and our time of worship this morning. And I pray that we are all here to worship and celebrate the greatness of our God. I don't know how any of your weeks went. I hope that it was either amazing or you were blessed by God seeing you through the difficulties of the week. But God is faithful, and we are faithful in our time of worship this morning and when we unite and pour out our praise of Him. Hopefully you can read all the various pages of the bulletin, lots of different articles in there and announcements. I'll focus in on Wednesday evening where Logos and Confirmation, JYF, and Life Planning will begin this coming Wednesday, and then SYF will begin on the 27th. Please remember that we have the TGRM as the mission of the month, and we are collecting items, and that list is in your bulletin as well, and you can either drop that off in the church office, or we can put it in the storage building for you. And I have a special announcement that I wanted to share with the ladies of the congregation. You can purchase your event tickets for the ladies' tea party that is scheduled for October 8th at 2 o'clock on the East Lawn. And you can pick those tickets up either, well, it was now you can only pick them up after worship since we're starting worship. Carol DeVries will be out at the table in the narthex, and she has specially crafted admission tickets for that upcoming women's ministry. If you plan on signing up for the event, you can visit Carol and write your name on the sign-up sheet at her table. Tickets for the event are $5 each and can be paid in exact cash or check made out to St. John's Christian Church. The $5 is going to help cover supplies and food for the event. And as a final note, if you are wanting to attend the Friday portion of the girls' weekend scene, the Unknown Tour in Adrian, Michigan, please contact the church office no later than Tuesday morning, as Jocelyn needs to call and reserve the tickets for that group rate. So please be aware of that. For our call to worship this morning, we can listen to the praise team, we can listen, or you can sing along, but let us be in our worship of the Lord.
May it be our desire to focus our full attention on Jesus as we enter into our time of worship. We ask that you join us singing our call to worship this morning, the Heart of Worship.
Within, though the way things appear, you're looking in. It's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you.
Scripture this morning is taken from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Let's pray. God, we praise you. You have been faithful and true through good times and bad. Forgive us for doubting when we have not seen your hand at work, feeling that you are too distant to care or too weak to act. Open our eyes, our ears, our minds, and our hearts to the glory of your presence in this world. Open our hands to both receive from you and to reach out to others. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our opening song is based on Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Please rise as you're able and join us in I will sing of the mercies. Corinthians 15, verse 3. That Christ died for our sins just as the scriptures said he would, and that he was buried, and that in 3 days afterwards he arose from the grave just as the prophets foretold. And continuing on in verse 54, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where then your victory? Where then your sting? For sin, the sting that causes death, will all be gone. And the law which reveals our sins will no longer be our judge. how we thank God for all of this. It is He who makes us victorious through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The singing sounds so good up here. We are going to go next with Victory in Jesus.
Oh,
ask for your Spirit to move among us, stirring our souls and lighting a fire within us to serve. Open our eyes to see the needs around us. Open our ears to hear your word and what you may be calling us to do. And open our hearts to serve generously and selflessly. Help us to be a vessel for you, meeting the needs of your people. Please sing with us one more time, the chorus. Turn to your neighbor or those that may be new or you haven't seen in a while and greet each other with the peace of Christ.
Historically, traditionally at St. John's, the third Sunday of September is Blanket Sunday. And so you can read about Blanket Sunday in page 10 and 11 of the bulletin. We'll receive special offerings for that this Sunday and next Sunday. And here is a little video about Blanket Sunday.
I think church meet our sister and brother in their greatest moment of need.
We forget how hard it is for people who do not have funds to just have hygiene supplies. It can be as simple as a toenail clipper or hand sanitizer or soap or washcloth, but often those are the kind of items that people just can't afford.
It's tough to go into an interview without a clean shave or without feeling your best, and to be able to provide that to people directly, I think that's a beautiful thing.
We have the heavyweight wool blankets, which are, you know, really useful for especially those who call the outdoors home, you know, who need it to really just stay warm.
The people who might be couch surfing or who are living in their car appreciate having the fleece blankets. They're a little more manageable and they're certainly softer.
These are the kind of blankets that people carry with them. They pack up in their roller suitcases or their backpacks. They take with them all day long and use it the next night and the next night because it becomes a permanent belonging.
We really appreciate the donations that support this program, that provide Church World Service with the funding to be able to provide blankets and provide hygiene kits.
Without your support, we would not be able to do this good work and be the boots on the ground to really help our neighbors in need.
It's a miracle what Church World Service does, and you're a part of that miracle. Thank you.
There is a sample blanket out in the hallway right outside the narthex if you want to see and touch what we give. So, Blanket Sunday. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. How are we doing today? Has school started again? Are you ready for a test this morning?
No.
Huh. Guess what? There is a test. I'd like you to turn around so you can see the screen or, oh, we don't even have that one on. Turn on to that screen, and we're talking about sheep and goats this morning, and these are pictures of sheep and goats. Now, which is which? So if we're looking at the top left goat, it's kind of standing there by itself. It's got its head turned towards the back. Do you know whether that is a sheep or a goat? You think it's a goat? You think it's a sheep? I would go with the first answer. It'd be a goat. How about the second one, right in the top middle? It has the two horns coming out of that. Is that a goat or a sheep?
Goat.
Everybody says goat. You want to change your mind?
Sheep.
It is a sheep. Excellent. Glad you changed your mind. That is a sheep. So we have a goat and we have a sheep. And then the top right there with its mouth open, you can see its tongue. Is that a goat or a sheep? Are you positive that it's a sheep? Guess what? That is a sheep. So now we're on the bottom row over on the left. So we had a goat and a sheep and a sheep. This, you think that's a goat down on the bottom left? That cute little white thing staring at us? How many people say it's a goat? You willing to put your hand up and saying it's a goat? Guess what? It is a goat. Whoa. The middle one, it's got the bell on it. Is that a goat or a sheep? How do you know it's a sheep? The wool. That is a way to tell the difference between a goat and a sheep is that middle one has that wool that's there. So that is a sheep. So we have the last one that is eating a dandelion. You don't get to see much of it. Is that a goat or a sheep?
Goat.
How do you know it's a goat?
Because it doesn't have any.
It doesn't have any. It doesn't have any wool. You know how else I know? Because we've already got three sheep and there has to be three goats to equal it out. But it can be hard to tell what's a goat and what's a sheep. Now, the greatest way that I can tell the difference is a sheep has the wool. It's thicker and it's least, you know, fleecy. And a goat normally has flat hair. And sheep, those sheep that do have horns, they tend to be, I got to make sure I got this, yes, they tend to be more curved, and a goat's horn tends to be straighter. Okay, so two main ways. You can also tell about their tail, but we don't really see too much of tails up there, so I didn't think I needed to teach on that one. But sheep or goat, do you know that in the Bible, we're done guessing. In the Bible, there is a parable about sheep and goats, and when Jesus comes back, remember Jesus died on the cross and he was resurrected from the grave and he ascended and he's heaven and he sits on the throne. And that's why I have this chair. Jesus is kind of sitting on a throne, a chair, when he comes back in glory, when he comes to the second coming, and he's going to separate the people. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Do you think Jesus knows which is a sheep and which is a goat?
Sheep are good people.
And goats are not so good people in terms of our faith. Now, Jesus knows our hearts, and he's going to be able to separate, and we're going to talk more about this parable, but we want to have Jesus, the love of Jesus, in our hearts. And we want to just be like, we want to be able to give blankets to people that are cold. And we want to do those kind acts of faithfulness that the Bible teaches us to do. So that when Jesus comes back and he's going to separate us all the people of the world, he's going to separate us from the sheep or the goats. And sometimes when we look at somebody, we can't really tell if they're a believer or a non-believer, but we don't have to necessarily worry about that because Jesus knows what's in our hearts. And we leave the separation to Jesus. But we want to try and be the sheep, those that are following the teachings of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the lessons that come from Scripture. We thank you for Jesus, who knows each of our hearts. And we pray that as a congregation, as a church family, we can help parents raise these children up in faithfulness to you. Bless them and keep them in Christ, we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. In addition to the prayer concerns you can see on the back page of the bulletin, I will add two. Number one is that Bill Barnhart will be having a heart cath tomorrow. He has been dealing with some dizzy spells and was taken in on Friday, and so scheduled for that heart cath tomorrow. And then I want to share a personal joy with you. Some of you might remember, you get to see Ryan pretty often, but Lynn and I have a daughter named Amy. She graduated in 2011, so she's been gone for a while. But she is going to be ordained into the ministry this afternoon at Outlook Christian Church down near Indianapolis. So we're going down. They put the service late enough that we could be here and then make it in time. But she will be ordained into the ministry of the church. So I would ask you to be praying for her as she becomes ordained. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, you are a gracious Father. We know that you are clothed in majesty, you are mighty, and yet you save us with your kind mercy. Almighty God, you are an exquisite creator with hands that carve out beauty. You are the author of life, and yet you give each person freedom. Lord God, you know each of us intimately. Your heart is full of love, and yet you watch over us and our weaknesses and guide us daily. Lord, we know you as Prince of Peace, and we seek to draw near to you and take in the promise of eternity. O Lord of Peace, enable us, strengthen us to walk with you as we seek your guidance, as we learn to be more loving. In your sanctuary, we are safe. We are safe to let down our guard and to dwell in your truth. In Lord Jesus Christ, resurrected and ascended Lord Jesus Christ, you came for the needy, for the poor and the oppressed, for the forsaken, and those that society can overlook. We thank you for the mission and the ministry of the Christian church, of resources like Church World Service. Lord, we thank you that you can renew us. Your presence, your holiness, your grace, your peace, they can renew our hearts from within. And we thank you that we carry your promise of forgiveness. Lord, we ask for your Spirit to work through us as we continue to minister to the world and share your love with all. Lord, this morning we pray your blessing upon Bill Barnhart as he awaits that heart cath tomorrow. We pray for his peace and we pray for his healing. We pray for your powers of recovery in presence with Tom Johnson, with Alice Tedrow, with Diane Wyrick, with Jack Stover, with Monty Willis. And Lord, we pray for Larry, who is going through a situation that is so difficult to wend his way through. We pray for his peace. We pray for his strength. And we thank you that he has come to you and turned to you for strength and for peace. Almighty God, Prince of Peace and risen Lord, may we dedicate our lives and our love and our service to you, to glorify you. Unite us through the power of your Spirit as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.